Can't get enough of Rebel Girls? Well, luckily, the Rebel Girls app is now completely free. That's right. You can listen to the entire library of goodnight stories for Rebel Girls ad-free. Plus, check out the app's cool features, like activities, trivia, custom playlists, and more. All parent-trusted and kids-safe. Find out more at rebelgirls.com/audio and download the Rebel Girls app today. Thanks for listening.
Do you love time machines, musicals, and jokes? Of course you do! That's why Story Pirates creator Danny Teeger made a brand new podcast called Musical Time Machine. Who says you can't have a dance party while learning about diverse trailblazers, from Abraham Lincoln and Harriet Tubman to George Washington Carver and Thomas Edison? Search for Musical Time Machine on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts to join the fun.
Hello, fellow investigators. Welcome back to another episode of the Snoop and Sniffy Show. Before we get cracking on today's case, I want to give a special hello to Junior Detective Riley and answer a question he emailed me. He asked me what my favourite snacks are. Well, Riley, I do enjoy eating blueberry pie almost as much as solving the case of the blueberry pie. But given that I'm a British dog, I'd have to say that scones, bakel tarts, and Victoria sponge cakes take my top marks. Oh, maybe the occasional chew stick, but that's not terribly sophisticated, so let's just keep that between you and me. After all, I'm Snoop, the sophisticated top-notch dog detective here in Pflugerville.
And I'm Snippy, his best friend and partner in crime. Oh, wait, not in crime, that's not right. Partner in not crime, in detectiving.
How about Sniffy, former pup in training, turned junior detective?
Ooh, I like the sound of that. I'm Sniffy, former pup in training, turned junior detective, and no crime or mystery in Pflugerville will go unsolved as long as we're in town.
That's right, Sniffy. Why, we just solved the case of the Echoing Tunnel, and already this season of mysteries is off to a roaring start.
Whoa, where did that roar come from? How did you do that, Snoop? Is there a lion around?
Let's hope not. Very odd indeed. A roaring sound like that of a lion. But there are certainly no lions hanging around on Bark Street.
Maybe one escaped from the Pflugerville Zoo.
Perhaps. Shall we go and investigate?
I guess. But a lion, Snoop? That's like a big cat. And I'm a little scared.
Nothing to fear, Sniffy. As long as we come in the name of justice and truth, nothing bad will happen. I hope. Now, the roar came from this way.
I've actually never met a lion, so this could be quite exciting. I love their manes. I was thinking I should grow a mane myself.
I'd love to see you with a mane, Sniffy. I think it would quite suit your fur.
Gee, thanks, Snoop. It's coming from this pile of trash.
And so it appears to be.
But I don't see any lions.
Neither do I. But I do see a large megaphone.
Oh, good. I knew my lion's roar, magnified on this megaphone, would attract the two best dog detectives in Pflugerville.
Dan the Worm.
That's me.
How are you roaring like a lion?
I actually do good impressions of other animals.
Like what?
Here's my zebra. And my walrus. And why not do my parrot for good measure?
Wow, that's quite impressive.
I know. Worms can do a lot more than we're given credit for, which is to only hang out in dirt and slither around.
Dan the Worm. May I ask why you were trying to get mine and Sniffy's attention?
One word. Aliens.
Aliens? Where?
They secretly invaded Bark Street, and I need you two to get to the bottom of it.
I always knew aliens existed.
But of course we knew aliens existed. We've met Grabstack and Bobby Wonder. The Bluehead superhero alien boy.
Oh yeah, forgot about those two. I gotta listen to the Bobby Wonder show again.
That you can do, Sniffy. Just search on GoKidGo.com. Now, back to this case. Dan, why do you think aliens have secretly invaded Bark Street?
Well, as you know, I like to eavesdrop as I'm laying in dirt, or trash, or mulch. And last night, as I was laying in some particularly smelly mud near the park fence, I saw them.
The aliens?
They're spaceships.
Ooh, what did they look like?
They looked like perfectly spherical neon green orbs, and they were flying through the sky, back and forth, and high and low. I couldn't see where they were landing from my vantage point in the mud. It's hard being a worm sometimes.
So then what?
Well, I tried to get closer, but by the time I slithered my way over, the neon orbs were gone. I just know something sinister is going on.
Very interesting. So, you were in the mud last night when you noticed these glowing orbs, and now they're gone.
Yeah! So can you two figure it out? They only seem to appear at night.
Can we figure it out? Please. That's not even a question. Of course we can figure it out. Right, Snoke?
Righty-o, young lad. We will crack this case and figure out the truth behind those neon glowing orbs.
Okay. Great. That would be really helpful to me.
Now, we must first wait for night to descend before we start our investigation. So, Sniffy, this calls for one of my favourite pastimes.
Jumping into mud and then shaking it all off?
Nope.
Eating a bunch of dog treats and then digging for bones for hours?
Nope, definitely not.
Running after your own tail in circles?
Sniffy, these are all things you do, not me.
I know, just thought I'd see if you changed your mind.
Nope, I shall not. I am, of course, talking about my favorite pastime of all, napping.
Oh, but napping means we have to go to sleep.
And isn't that glorious?
I guess.
Naps are a very important part of maintaining your intellect and skill. A well-rested dog detective is a good dog detective.
I love napping too, though not as much as eavesdropping.
Okay, fine. We can go nap.
We will need to be well-rested for tonight. So, I say, let's head back to the shrubs, cozy in our dog beds, and have a glorious dog nap. And when we awaken at night, the game is afoot. Folks, let us take a nap break so that Sniffy and I can rest up and be fully ready for our nighttime adventure. If we're dealing with neon orb spaceships, I want to be at the tip-top of my mind. So, without further ado, let us nap and we will see you soon.
As a podcast network, our first priority has always been audio and the stories we're able to share with you. But we also sell merch, and organizing that was made both possible and easy with Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell and grow at every stage of your business, from the launch your online shop stage all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. They have an all-in-one e-commerce platform and in-person POS system, so wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. With the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers. Shopify has allowed us to share something tangible with the podcast community we've built here, selling our beanies, sweatshirts, and mugs to fans of our shows without taking up too much time from all the other work we do to bring you even more great content. And it's not just us. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the US. Shopify is also the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/realm, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/REALM now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/realm.
Do you like to laugh? Who am I kidding? Who doesn't like to laugh? So, okay, if you love to laugh, you'll love Don't Break the Rules. It's a hilarious comedy improv podcast where the voice actors make up their lines on the spot and try to be the only actor who doesn't break the rules. These talented actors are great at coming up with silly scenes and stories when they follow the rules for the episode. And it gets even sillier when they accidentally break the rules. The stories are guided by suggestions from kids like you, and the episodes feature laughs, burps, and the occasional unicorn. So if you'd like to giggle and play along, be sure to listen to Don't Break the Rules wherever you listen to podcasts.
Back just in time. I just woke up from my nap. Night has fallen here in Pflugerville, and it's time to investigate. Isn't that right, Sniffy? Sniffy, I say, it's time to wake up from your nap.
You do like my mane, my peacock friend. The aliens grew it for me.
Sniffy!
Whoa, I'm up. Wow, that dream was so vivid. There was a peacock and aliens, and I had the big yellow mane. It was awesome. Can I go back to sleep?
Now you want to nap?
Oh, no, I'd rather solve this mystery with you.
Great, because it's time we go outside and discover what these neon glowing orbs are really about.
Ooh, it's chilly outside.
Ooh, tis a bit nippy.
Do you think that's because of the aliens?
Now, Sniffy, we've solved a lot of cases together, right?
Right.
And when has a case ever been straightforward?
Never.
Correct. There is always more than what meets the eye. So, tonight, these neon glowing orbs must be more than what Dan the Worm thinks they are. Now, tally-ho, let us head to the pile of mulch Dan the Worm was resting in.
Snoop and Sniffy, you made it back!
Have you moved at all since we last saw you?
Moving as a worm is a lot harder than it is for dogs, especially above ground. And yes, I used to be in that pile of mulch, and now I'm over here in this one.
Have you seen any of the glowing orbs tonight, Dan?
I have not. But granted, I haven't seen much. Worms don't really even have eyes.
What? You don't have eyes?
Well, it's complicated. I have something called photoreceptor cells that can see changes in light. That's why I was able to see the glowing neon orbs flying above me.
Indeed. So the piece missing here is seeing these orbs from a different perspective. And that's what Sniffy and I will provide. Sniffy, smell anything?
I just smell worm and mulch and trash. And more trash. They really got to clean up this park.
Nothing from out of this world?
Nope. All things I've smelled before.
He wouldn't yet. The glowing orbs haven't appeared. Just wait. You'll see.
Okay, we will wait and see.
Nothing's happening.
Just wait.
Did you know worms didn't have eyes? This could all be for nothing.
Patience, my dear Sniffy. I believe soon enough we will see what Dan the Worm has described.
If you say so.
Let this be a lesson to you, impertinent pup. Being a dog detective isn't just about catching criminals or sledding down mountainsides. It's also about patience. Patience is the key to observation and deduction.
You're right, Snoop. I need to work on my patience. I just get so excited and eager.
Every case we get is another chance to learn a lesson to improve your skills. In the case of the echoing tunnel, you learn to control your loud over-eagerness. Today is a lesson in patience. These are all the top-notch skills needed to be the best dog detective.
And a snout for sniffing.
That certainly doesn't hurt.
Do you hear that noise in the distance? What could that be?
A racketing or a clattering, if mine ears do not escape me.
Yes, I heard that last night too. It must be the aliens landing.
It's coming from over there, near the park's edge.
The lights, they're so bright.
Those look like the lights of perhaps some sort of court.
Wait, take me with you. I want to go up in space. It's the lifelong dream of a lowly earthworm.
I got you, Dan.
The orbs! There they are! They're real!
Oh, majestic!
Aliens are real! I knew it!
Very well, Dan. I'm sorry to tell you that while, yes, aliens are real, these glowing orbs are definitely not alien spaceships.
Oh, they aren't?
No, not by a long shot. In fact, they're nothing more than tennis balls.
Tennis balls? Oh.
Ooh, I love tennis balls! And they do look like that. Look at them soaring through the air. I could see why Dan thought they were neon spaceships.
Thanks, Sniffy. I guess I got overexcited. Who's playing tennis at this hour anyways?
Let's go find out.
It's someone very stinky.
Well, there's a lot of options for that.
It's Donna the raccoon.
Snoop, Sniffy, what are you doing here?
I'm here too. Don't forget about me.
Oh, hi, Dan. Didn't see you there.
No one ever does.
Donna, who is the fellow raccoon you appear to be playing late night tennis with?
Oh, that's my cousin Mabel. Wave hi, Mabel. She's a tennis star, and I'm helping her train, but she can only train at night on account of her being a raccoon. You know how we are night animals.
I see.
Yeah, she's only in town for the weekend, so I figured I'd help her train as much as I could. Tennis is actually kind of fun. Wanna try? Watch this.
Oh, look at that tennis ball go. I wanna chase it. I wanna catch it. I can't contain myself.
Sniffy, that's not how tennis works.
Oops.
Sorry about Sniffy. He's working on his patience. Isn't that right?
Patience, right. Sorry for interrupting your tennis game.
It's okay. We are just practicing.
Donna, you're quite good at tennis. Maybe you should take it up.
I know I'm good, but unlike Mabel, I much prefer to just scrounge around in dumpsters. That's my passion.
So, there really are no glowing orb alien spaceships anywhere? Boo.
You thought these tennis balls were tiny little neon alien spaceships?
Come lay in the mud and roll around in the dirt with me without any eyes and see what you think.
That actually sounds wonderful. Count me in.
Can I come too? I love rolling around in dirt.
Sure. Everyone join in.
Totally barbaric.
Come on, Snoop, have a little fun. What's the harm in getting a little mud on you?
My coat is sleek and slick and clean and... I say!
Mud fight!
This is so fun!
Okay, I must admit it's a bit of fun to lose all inhibitions and just frolic in mud. But the important point is, we've solved another case.
Snoop and Sniffy, the two greatest and two muddiest dog detectives in Pflugerville.
Okay, now I need a bath. I must say that today's case was quite a doozy. A little part of me wanted to believe Dan the Worm in his belief that these neon orbs were actually alien spaceships. That certainly would have been exciting. Alas, the truth will out. Now, if you've enjoyed today's episode, you can find others just like it by searching Go Kid Go wherever you get your podcasts. And until next time, always be investigating. Woof woof.
Go, kid, go.
Food is an important part of our lives. Not only do we need it to be strong and healthy, but it can be a way we connect with others, like when you're sitting around the dinner table with friends or family. So what happens when someone commits a food crime? Food crimes are things like sneaking Halloween candy before school with a sibling, or making dessert that only you like, even when the whole family was looking forward to dessert. There are two sides to every story, so when a food crime is committed, we simply have to hear the whole truth. And in the show Food Crimes, you can listen as real kids bring their real stories to the food court. They explain the crime in question and make their case to the judge. So if you'd like to see if justice is served, be sure to listen to Food Crimes wherever you listen to podcasts.